بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في قرآن مجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأتم الحج والأمرة لله. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الحج والسج، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين وشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected all my kram, my brothers and sisters in Islam, first of all we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made us from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are all fortunate, alhamdulillah, we have gathered for a purpose to learn, educate ourselves about Hajj. I am also very fortunate because a few hours ago I was in Johannesburg. I just came down from the airport. Last night I was in Johannesburg giving Juma talk and the evening talk, etc. Nevertheless, that according to ulama ikram, that once a person has decided to go for Hajj, it is wajib, compulsory for him to learn about Hajj. And now, about Hajj, there are various levels. One is, for example, a person knows that there is 3 farz in Hajj. A person knows there is 2 farz in Umrah. A person knows that I must put on Ihram, I must go to Arafat, second farz and third farz, I must make tawaf and ziyarat. That is basic. Every haji, every person going for Hajj, you make every effort that you learn that. Then there is another level. Another level is, what is the wisdom of these actions? Then there is another level. What is the secret of these actions? Then there is another level. What is the philosophy of these actions? Now, all these things, somewhere along the line I have spoken about. What I would like to start with you is something very simple. Why Hajj? Why we make Hajj? Secondly, that why we put Ihram on? Thirdly, why we make Tawaf? Fourthly, when we make Tawaf, we make Ramal. You know, we go fast, first 3 rounds. And then we make Istiba. We leave the right shoulder open. Why we do that? Then why we run between Safa and Marwa? And why between the 2 green lights, that why we go faster? And then why after Ihram, after you were to come out of Ihram, after your Umrah, you remove your hair, we call it halak. Why you make halak? What's the reason for this thing? Why we drink Zamzam? Why we go to Multazam? So now I can rest assure you this will take a lot of time. But inshallah, we'll try something. However, before I proceed, I don't know, Molana generally does this, that how many of you all have been for Umrah? Raise your hands. Now, those who haven't been, now you have seen some photographs, you have seen some videos, you know, you've got a rough idea what is happening, you've got a rough idea what is going on with the Ihram, etc. In the 4th session, when we have, then someone will bring Ihram, inshallah will teach you also how to put that Ihram on. Practically I'll teach you and Morana will teach you how to put that Ihram on. So that you don't get confused. شاہ ولی اللہ دہلوی رحمت اللہ علیہ رئیس حجت اللہ البالغہ my ustad Allama Sayyid Palampuri wrote a commentary on it called Rahmatullah al-Wasiya in 5 volumes, and each volume is 800 pages. We translated that. Now there he writes that every nation has got some sacred area, some sacred spot which they turn towards, which they revere, which they honor, which they hold in dignity. Once I was on SABC radio, and we had one Christian and one Jew, and obviously the coordinator, the presenter, and he was asking that as why we go for Hajj, and he was asking them why you go to sacred places, and they were giving their reasons why they were going to their sacred places. Obviously I wanted to prove that we go for some reasons which they don't go, and the point that I brought, I said, we go there because every Nabi went there. So who can be better than Anbiya alayhi salam? And we go there because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there. It is stated, you know, 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah azza wa jal said, every Nabi made Hajj. Every Nabi went to Arafat. Every Nabi made Tawaf. Every Nabi went to Kaaba. So that place is very sacred for us. That place is a place of return. That place, Hajj literally means you go to a certain place and then you return. Why you return? After, when you come back, Hajj, the hadith is clear, you come back like a newborn baby. That's fazail. Then you go there, alhamdulillah, and when you return, you're like a newborn baby. What you must do? All your major sins, especially if you owe anybody money, pay them back. When you stand in front of the Kaaba, stand in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your slate must be clean. Then you'll come back like a newborn baby. Otherwise you go, like how all of us go, and come back, and like a haji, you come back like a baji. You understand? Same thing, you see a lot of us going and coming back. So Hajj, that the hadith I quoted to you, that Hajj, al-Hajj wa al-Sajju, al-Hajj is like ice. What's the speciality of ice? That when you leave ice, does it grow or does it diminish? It diminishes, it dissolves, it melts. And the hotter it is, the faster it melts. So Hajj is like that, it dissolves your sins. It removes your sins, and you become purified, and then it's hot fight, and then the difficulties, the patience, the manners you make, the effort you put, the money you spend, the energy, all that you put, so this Hajj would start cleaning you. And no person, as Hazrat Maulana tell you, no person can say, when he come back, he said, oh Maulana, Mufti Sahib, I had no problem in Hajj. He's lying through his teeth. There is no such thing that. That you will find that some place, Allah will test you, some place. Medina may go smooth, Makkah may go smooth, Azizia may go smooth, everything goes smooth. Last day you will have some difficulty. Something when you are coming back from the airport, at Jeddah airport, some difficulty will come. Why? Now whatever is left to be cleaned, let's clean it for you. So Hajj is for cleaning, purging, cleansing. Hajj is for returning to Allah Azza wa Jal. Hajj is making you know that we've got one sacred place. Hypothetically speaking, if you take away the Kaaba, we still will face in that direction. Hypothetically speaking, if a person performs Salat on top of the Kaaba, his Salat is valid but makruh. So we don't worship the Kaaba. Like some people say, oh, why are you worshipping Kaaba? We don't worship Kaaba. That's why I've given you these two reasons. Then, we all put the ihram on. When we put the ihram on, these two pieces of cloth and these jumpers, which are going to expose your metatarsals, the raised bone, and the ladies, alhamdulillah, they will have their normal clothing on. Obviously, when you are in Ihram, the men, when you are in Ihram, you'll have two pieces of cloth on, you'll have the sandals on, and you'll have your head uncovered. That is a sign of a person in Ihram. That is the sign of a person in ihram. Sign of a lady in ihram is that she is wearing normal clothing and her face is open. She is allowed to keep her face open. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, hadith is Abu Dawud, that when strangers should pass, we should cover our face. Now the ladies, they normal, they get in ihram. In ihram, they keep the faces open. South African women are all the time in ihram. Question, why put these two pieces of cloth on? This was the daily clothing of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is a daily clothing of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Hajj is an emulation of the actions of the pious before us. If you look at every action of Hajj, some way it is linked to some Nabi, some pious personality before us. So, alhamdulillah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam should wear this ihram clothing daily. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you study his life, then he also should use this clothing daily. That's why you see a lot of ulama ikram use the lungi. Now, if you use the lungi and realize how comfortable it is, you'll use the lungi also. It's very comfortable, very easy to use it, very easy to adorn it. But if you do not know how to use it, then you should learn how to use it. Otherwise, you get in some embarrassing positions. Why tawaf? Now tawaf you make anti-clockwise. As far as the figure 7 is concerned, then on my website alislam.co.za you go to one bayan I gave on Laylatul Qadr, why I explained about 40 reasons why Allah Ta'ala likes this figure 7. There you can listen to it. Because 7 times around the Kaaba. Safa, Marwa, Sa'i, 7 times. Sa'i 7 times doesn't mean now you go that from Safa, Marwa, Marwa, Safa, that's one. No. Safa, Marwa, one. Marwa, Safa, two. Understand that. You understand? These are simple things. These programs are designed that we share some experience with you. That you don't go and do the wrong thing there. Now, when you make Ramiya Jamara, pelting of the shaitan, 7 times. You pelting 7. Isn't it? So now, you go anti-clockwise 7 times around the Kaaba. The question arises now, 7 times anti-clockwise, and why anti-clockwise? Now these days people are saying that no, you know, you got the cell, in the cell you got a nucleus, the electrons and the protons are going anti-clockwise, then rotation, the revolution, anti-clockwise, then the centrifugal force is going anti-clockwise, then the baby in the womb is spinning anti-clockwise. All those are in the place, I don't deny that. But our ulama give a nice answer. First of all, you understand from the hadith. Hadith is that 120 mercies descend upon the Kaaba daily. 60 for those who make tawaf, 40 for those who make salat, 20 for those who look at the Kaaba. So if you are elderly, if you are tired, you went there, go and look at Kaaba, look at sawab. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi stated that when Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with eyesight, look at 4 things. Kaabatullah, Rosa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Kitabullah, Awliya Allah. So, you look at Kaaba, you get sawab. You look at Rosa of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you get sawab. You look at Kitabullah, Quran Kareem, you get sawab. You look at Awliya Allah, pious servants of Allah. You look at another Muslim, you get sawab. You look at parents, you get sawab of Hajj. You look at your father, mother, with the eye of affection, you get sawab of Hajj. Easy and accepted Hajj. Now, remember you are making tawaf anti-clockwise. Your heart is near the Kaaba. The mercy is descending on the Kaaba. And when it's descending, your heart is closer to the Kaaba. So it comes nearer to you. From the Kaaba it's coming nearer. If you were clockwise, your heart should be further away from the Kaaba. That's why you do it anti-clockwise. Why? The mercy must come quickly onto your heart. That's why you feel nice when you make it tawaf. You feel spiritually elevated. Now, when you making tawaf, then for the first 3 rounds you'll make ramal. Ramal is that you will walk like a soldier. You will walk briskly, you will walk with your shoulders moving, you will walk with your chest out, and you will walk a little bit faster. You will walk a little bit faster, and you will leave your right shoulder open. You leave your right shoulder open. Now the question arises, why are you doing this? Yeah, you should be very careful. One point of advice, that when you're making any move in the haram, and you're going with your wife, your mother, your daughter, then you must tell them, see, if we get lost, you must have a meeting spot. Because when you get into the tawaf, everything looks alike. Everything looks alike. So you must have a meeting spot. Otherwise, she's going to get lost, you're going to get lost, you don't know. Carry hotel card with you all the time. You get lost, you know, because you don't know where to go, you know how to get to your hotel. Now understand something. In the 7th AH, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to make the Umrah, which was called, classified as Qaza Umrah. Now when he came, then the Meccans, they said, Sahaba are very weak. This is a very good time to attack them. And they had preconditions of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that no weapons you'll come with, no armor you'll come with, no knives you'll come with, no daggers you'll come with, no shields you'll come with. You'll come just like this. So they are now in a vulnerable position. And they come not to a friendly environment, they come into a hostile environment. Now understand something, that the Kaaba has got four sides. Let us start Hajar Aswad, one corner. The Rukn Iraqi, next one. Rukn Sham, the next one. Rukn Yamani, the next one. You got it? Hajar Aswad, Rukn Iraqi, Rukn Sham, Rukn Yamani. Now you got the Hatim. Behind the Hatim area, that's where the Kufar and the Mushriks and the Quraysh should make Mashura. That was there called Darul Nadwa, Parliament House. Their Parliament House was called Darul Nadwa. They should sit there. So imagine they sitting there. And they're looking at Sahaba making Tawaf. So what they are, which portion of they looking? They're looking Sahaba from Hajar-e-Aswad to Rukn-e-Iraq, they're looking at Sahaba. From Rukn-e-Iraq to Rukn-e-Sham, they're looking at Sahaba. Once Sahaba take the turn from Rukn-e-Sham, they can't see Sahaba. Have you understood? Have I explained this thing? So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, originally he told them, see, what do you do? That from Rukn-e-Hajar-e-Aswad to Rukn Iraq, from Rukn Iraq to Rukn Sham, you make this ramal, you be strong. As soon as you take the turn, you relax. You relax. That's original. Why? Because they can't see you. Now when they saw Sahaba walking like brave soldiers, shoulder open, they said, no, can't take a chance here. Sahaba will jump on us. Right? That's why we do it. Hadhrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who, that when he became Khalif, he told Sahaba, you know, we know the reason why we made Ramal, and we know the reason why we made Ishtiba. Ishtiba is also, according to Shah Waliullah Dehlvi Rahmatullah Alayh, to make life easier, to make it comfortable, when you got your right shoulder open. So Hadhrat Umar said, we know the what we call illat. We know the super cause for this, so we should leave it now. Then he thought for a while, after he said, no. Because Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us to do it, we are going to do it, there must be some other reasons which we don't know. There must be some other reasons which we do not know. For example, you know, in time, we go one road, we come another road. We can explain to you why that went like that. Why go one road, come the other road, why they did that in Medina. But those reasons are no more applicable. But still we do it. We still do it, although those reasons are not applicable. Now, Safa Marwa. First of all, you understand something about Safa Marwa. That Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left his wife Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and proceeded. When he proceeded, whatever water supplies they had, that ran out. So Hazrat Hajira, she went to Mount Safa. When she went to Mount Safa, she began to now move from Mount Safa to Mount Marwa. Now these were not mountains, these were mounts. Now, between Safa and Marwa, today where those green lights are there, those who go, Allah Ta'ala make it easier, except that you find fluorescent lights, tubes, green. And the men would go a little bit faster. Now you'll find some ladies from the Middle East countries also running, so don't worry about them. They are a bit stronger, that's why they just tend to run out of ignorance. You know, the ladies are not supposed to be running there. But your lady is going to get left behind there. So what you do, when you are running between the two green lights, you run and then you go very slow. So then your lady comes and joins with you. Don't run and run away, unless you have to leave your wife. You understand? So, now, I understand something carefully, that she is running, right, from Safa Marwa. Imagine this. Between those two green lights, there was a valley. There was a valley. Now this valley here, when she should come onto the valley, then she can't see her son, which she left in the Mataf area. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, she can't see. But when she started from Safa, she was turning her face to the left. That's why it's mustahab when you're running between Safa and Marwa to keep looking to the Kaaba. Now you don't see the Kaaba. Those days, Hazrat Maulana will tell you that we saw the Kaaba when we were running between Safa and Marwa. You could see Kaaba. Now, okay, building you can't see. But still, you look that side. Fulfill the mustahab. Now she was looking there. Well, how's my baby? What's my baby? What's happening to my baby? But when she came to that valley, then she has to go down that valley and up that valley. So what she does? She runs faster. She has to run faster. Because she's come down fast, come down to the flat area, and go up again fast. That's why they got those two green lights. That's why they want you to run faster there. Because she ran faster there. And because she ran faster there, we have to run. In emulation of the pious predecessors. In emulation of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. In emulation of Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha. That's why we run faster. Now, after you finish your umrah, then inshallah you make halak. Halak, remove the hair, the females, the husband after eating out his hair, or before that even, he can cut one fingertip only. Right? Understand what I'm saying? Only. Don't now make mistake. Now, the reason when you study Surah Fil and you study the story of Abraha and how he came into power, and then you study how he became, according to some, the governor of Yemen, then you come to realize that the Arabs had a tradition that in order to show submission to a king, they should take a basket, put sand from that area, the territory, into the basket, shave their head, take the hair and put it there, and send it to the king. When the king got there, then what was a signal for him? That sand came from that area. That area is under me now. That area, that soil belonged to that area. So that area is under me. This hair came from that governor's, that ruler's head. So he is under me now. So you show submission. You're showing submission. So when we take out our hair, then we are showing submission to Allah Ta'ala. See, I'm submitting to you. Everything is for you. Here, take my hair, even take it. In love of Allah, in submission to Allah, the theme, I am all yours. Now, we basically drink Zamzam. We drink Zamzam because Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drank Zamzam and he also put his blessed saliva in it. Long story, he put his blessed saliva in it. So he got the virtues of being Zamzam, and then Alhamdulillah, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saliva is there. In the Masjid Haram, there are three wells. One well is Zamzam, you know about it, and it's famous. One well is in the Misfala area where gate number one is Bab Abdul Aziz, Bab Fahd, and most South Africans use it now because the hotels are this side. In the basement there is one well, it's called Well Suleimani. That well is still producing water. Some say the hotels get the water from there. And then there is a third well in the Kaaba. In the Kaaba, the Jurum tribe put their treasures there and went away. Some other time we'll explain in detail about that. So we drink Zamzam because it is Shifa. It will increase our knowledge. And whatever, for whatever reason you drink Zamzam, your du'as will be accepted. Try it. It works. And when you're drinking that, you make dua nicely. Know of that, when you're looking at the Kaaba, when you can see the Kaaba, you should stand. And if you cannot see the Kaaba, you do not have to stand. Multazam is that area between the Hajar-e Aswad and the door of the Kaaba. You'll find a lot of people go there, raise their hands, and put the cheek and make dua. Multazam meaning that you have to attach yourself. Dua is accepted there. Why we go there? Because dua is accepted. Now, Alhamdulillah, I'm so happy. A lot of things have been said in this short while. A lot of barakah. However, now, if you want more, I've just skimmed over it. If you want more, you go to my website, alislam.co.za, in the audio section. I've spoken 1 hour on virtues and history of Medina. 1 hour virtues, history, Makkah. 1 hour virtues, history, Kaaba. 1 hour virtues, history, Zamzam. 1 hour virtues, history, Hatim and Multazam and Safa Marwa. Then I've spoken about why we call Makkah, Makkah, Medina, Medina. Why we call Hatim, Hatim. Why we call Multazam, Multazam. Why we call Mina, Mina. Why we call Arafat, Arafat. Why we call Muzdalifah, Muzdalifah. Why these names are there. There are rationale behind that. So all is there. You go there, download those things, and hear it. You'll be very geared up. And these lessons, my appeal to you is that please attend them. They may sound simple, but Alhamdulillah, take benefit from the knowledge and experience of Maulana, and inshallah we can help you to educate yourself. As far as next week is concerned, then I see the schedule there. Then inshallah Maulana will find some replacement for me, because I've never been to the Haram in Ramzan. I've never been in Ramzan. I've never in my life went there. Now some brother is taking me. But I will be back for you for the third lesson and the fourth lesson. Second lesson, inshallah, you make the dua. Saturday, next Saturday, I'll be inshallah in Madinatul Munawwara, and definitely in both Makkah and Medina, I'll make dua sincerely for all of you, that Allah make it easy for you and Allah Ta'ala accept it from all of you. Value yourself, you have been chosen, you are a very important person. Not everybody is invited, especially for Hajj. So value yourself. Value yourself. And these lessons conducted by the Al-Ansar Foundation, that you will remember them and you will make a lot of dua for everybody, all of them, inshallah. And if you allow any questions, you pose, inshallah, we'll try to answer, inshallah.
Let me have questions about the topic. Not the topic. Allah Ta'ala accept your effort, my effort as well, and Allah reward all that are seated here. for sitting here patiently. I hope they benefit, inshallah. This time next week, if we are alive and well, we'll handle the entire thing ourselves, don't worry. Right? And next week topic, as you look at your schedule, I hope you got it there. It says here, Hajj and Umrah as done by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, I mentioned earlier on, Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to Allah, Allah, show us how to visit the house. Am I right? And the angel came down. And for 5,000 years, that's the pattern, and there was some changes that the people made along the way. When our Nabi went for Hajj himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do we see? It's very interesting. I'll say it now because we've got a couple of minutes. You know, it was in the year 9 Hijri. Islam is now 13 plus 9 Sarkot. 22 years old. Allah Ta'ala sent the command for Hajj at that time. Mufti Sahib mentioned about Nabi making Qaza Umrah. Allah Nabi came for Umrah in the year 5 Hijri but could not make it. Hudaybiyah treaty was signed. They came back next year, they made the Umrah. Then we find him making Umrah again after he conquered Makkah. Allah did not introduce Hajj as an obligation up to this particular point. When Makkah got conquered, and not only Makkah but the whole Arabian Peninsula came under the banner of Islam, and the Muslims are now safe, secure, and they are like authorities, and they're confident about themselves, etc. Now Allah sent the command for Hajj. And the verse is there, which I did not read because I was at the first part. Allah said first, Inna awwala bayt wudiya lin nas lalladhi bi Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin fi ayatin bayyinatin maqam Ibrahim wa man dakhalahu kana amina. Now comes the part. Wa lillahi 'alan nas hijjul bayti man istata'a ila sabila. With these words, Allah Ta'ala says, Hajj is a farz, an obligation upon every Muslim for the sake of Allah. Which Muslim? Man istata'a ilayhi sabila, the one who has the means to journey to the house. I love the Sahaba for this. When they never understood something, they'll ask, Ya Nabi, what's the meaning of that? So they said, Ya Nabi, what's the meaning of means? Allah said, those who have the means. So Allah Nabi gave answer, and he gave a very basic answer. He mentioned two things are means. Az-zadu wal-rahila. Zad is provision for the journey. What is provision? Food, etc. And rahila means transportation. We spoke about camel until about not so long ago, am I right? So in those days, if you had a camel, then only you can come for Hajj. To come on horse wasn't easy. You walk, you're looking at desert. So camel was the necessary means of transportation. And one camel per Haji, put it that way. And some, that's minimum. Some will have two. One for riding and one for luggage. And then there were others who had only one camel. So they'll put the luggage on that and the wife on that, and they walking. And so on. Okay. Where was I? So Allah Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he's got full control of Arabia, Allah now sends the command, and Nabi gave the answer, transportation and provision. Basic. Then of course we widen the horizon slightly more. See, like in your case, maybe somebody is seated here. Maybe you had the funds 4 years ago. Huh? And you applied. And what does Sauk say? Wait, take a number. And right now, the latest report, I'm also a Sauk member if you don't know. 16,000 people are standing in the queue. With the 2,000 quota, when will their turn come? Is there any guarantee the money will remain? So many things come into play. So one more time I'll remind you. I said it before, I'll say it earlier, and I'm saying it now. Please thank Allah for helping you to preserve your funds and your capital. Allah must still preserve it. And Allah must take you on this very, very important journey of your life. And may Allah help you to do the things the way it was done by Nabi Kareem. If you heard the advert, MashaAllah, nicely done by Asiya Amod there, what did she say? The Messenger of Allah said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, learn from me the rituals of Hajj. Now what's the meaning of that line? 21 years later he's coming for Hajj, 22. He wants every Sahabi to see with his eyes and listen with their ears personally how Hajj is done. And you know something? Every Muslim from throughout the Muslim country, everybody came for Hajj. And he also mentioned to them, I am leaving Medina on certain date, 26th of Zilqa'dah. I want you all to meet me here in Medina before I leave. Because Hajj starts from Medina in his case. Because Miqat and Ihram starts from over there. So I want you to see how it's done. And these people learned, they saw and they passed it on. And finally, in Arafat, a lot of detail, I'll discuss with them, inshallah, all the detailed part. What they saw, what they observed. And that is what we try to perform. And very important, never ask why. If you ask why, then you shaitan. Mine will tell you, why are we doing that? Be like Ibrahim alayhi salam, know why, Allah I submit. When Allah said, put your knife on the son's throat, he asked why, I'm asking you. Did Ibrahim ever imagine what was Allah's wisdom in sending him to that barren place? He didn't know. But later he came to know. That is the center of the earth. That is where the first building Allah Ta'ala ordered to be built. And that piece of ground on which the Baytullah stands is the most sacred ground on the surface of this earth. Do you know that? From the time Allah made this earth until, in case somebody is a bit wiser than me, that piece of ground is the holiest ground from the time Allah made this earth until Nabi passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Kaaba ground was the most sacred ground. When Nabi passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and was buried in Madina Munawara, what we know under the green dome, that ground that is attached to the body of Allah's Nabi is far greater than the ground of Baytullah. Understand one more time. I'm a teacher, so I talk like a teacher. From the beginning of this earth until Nabi passed away, Kaaba ground was the holiest ground. Understood? When Nabi passed away, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and got buried in the under the green dome, so to speak, the ground attached to his body is greater than what? And not only that, it is greater than the land which is called the Arsh of Allah. That's another topic on his own, inshallah. I'm glad Mufti won't be here next week. I want to share some of my thoughts and feelings about Nabi's greatness as you saw an example here, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So from that time until Nabi came in the world, Hajj was Makkah. Hajj is even now Makkah. The extra thing that became part of the package is going to Medina Munawwara as well. And that is now only for the last 1,500 years. Prior to that, there was no Medina. Medina only became important, you know when? When Nabi settled Medina Munawwara. And significance, anybody that became a Muslim, he became Muslim there. Somehow or the other, sooner or later, I must get to Medina and make salam to Nabi personally. If I'm a man, I shake his hand. I will read my kalima shahada once again in front of him. I'll enjoy his company even for a few minutes and I'll be termed a sahabi. Are you with me? Then, before he passed away, he made these statements in different ways. Those who come for Hajj and then come and visit me after my death. Those who come for Hajj and come to my grave after my death are like those people that met me in my lifetime. Inshallah, I'll give you I'll do it nice next week, but just to share one point. Why are we going to Madinah Munawwara? Put everything one side. Sarkar, come on, I taught you a lot of lessons. We're going there for two reasons. I'll say it now and I'll repeat next week, inshallah. We're going there for two reasons. Number one is to personally make salam to the Nabi. We're sitting at home, yeah? At-tayyatu illa ya salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiy. You're sitting here, but he started taking it. And there was going to be a position. Now Allah gave you the means, the funds, and mashallah. Look forward to that. I think we are 9,000 kilometers from Medina, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere there. So far, and malaika are taking. Inshallah, in a few weeks' time, Sarkar, where are you going to be? I'm standing here and you sitting there. That's the distance. We'll be so physically close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and where you will be personally, excuse me, forgive me, with your ugly voice, you'll be making salam to him. And he will be hearing you personally. And he'll be replying to you. The only problem is we can't hear him. Because spiritually we're so impure, so we can't hear him. So that's one reason you are going there. Have you understood? And the second reason you're going there is to make some salah in the Nabi's masjid. I don't know what the program would be, more next week, inshallah. You learn about the famous hadith, one who performs 40 salah in my masjid, Allah will grant him freedom from number of things. Number one, freedom from hypocrisy. He won't be called munafiq. Freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Freedom from Allah's punishment and so on. So these are other benefits. But put all that one side, I regard the most important significance to go to Medina is just to you personally make salam to him. May Allah make the journey easy, inshallah, Raziz. Now take that thing home, keep it safe, bring it back next week. You know what the agenda is for next week, inshallah, Raziz. Do some reading. If any questions come in mind, try to keep your questions to the topic. That is, I'll find that more beneficial. And also, very important, next week, IMA will be here, just to take in your bookings. You know, after when we have the heart seminar, then they give those vaccinations, right? Yellow fever is 340, meningitis 160, total cost $500. You can also go there, Shifa Hospital here and there, but you'll pay higher. Right, and here, mashallah, convenient time while at seminar goes, so you need to book for these things. So, the lady will be here from next week. Not here today, yeah? She's here? Okay, she is here today. You can at least give in your name. Huh? Not here, next week. So, carry your money with you because the booking will be only valid if you sign up with a smile. Okay? So, inshallah, we meet same time, same place next week. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of you. Allah bless me as well. We say Jazakallah to Al Ansar. I don't know, Asya, who came with the idea of this Hajj classes? I'm very happy, honestly. Allah must reward that person first. Asya claims she, to Allah reward her, inshallah. She's our matron of the Al Ansar. And have a nice trip, inshallah. Go home safely. And we shall meet next week, inshallah. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.